Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Brachas Daf Mem Zayin. The Gemara on the bottom of Daf Mem Vav brings a brisa, and the first halacha in that brisa is that there's no mitzvah to be mechaber a Tamar Chacham or someone who's a gadol bedrachim on the road. We'll see soon, perhaps why. But the Gemara continues on the top of Mem Zayin and Mer Aleph, a story with Ravin and Abaya, that Ravin and Abaya have a ka'azli be'orcha. They were traveling together. Kadmei chamri the Ravin l'Abaya. And Ravin's chamar preceded Abaya, one in front of Abaya. And Ravin didn't say to Abaya that you could go first. Amar, so Abaya thought to himself, "Me the solak haim rabbanon mi marava kasle daite." When this rabbanon came down from Arava from Eretz Yisrael, kasle daite, he's a bit of a mechutzif. Kimata le pischa de beknishta. When they got to the entrance of the beis knesses, Amalei. So Ravin said to Abaya, "Neil Mar, Abaya, you go in first." Amalei, Abaya responded, "Ba'ad hashto lo imarano, and until now I wasn't a mar. Excuse me, why are you only giving me the proper honor now, and not before when we were on the road together?" Amalei, Abaya said to Ravin, "Hach yomar Rabbi Yechman, im mechab min ela bepesach sheish b'mezuzah. There's only a mitzvah to mechaber a gadol tamar chacham when they're going through a door that has a mezuzah." Amalei, so Ravin said to Abaya, "Hach yomar Rabbi Yechman." Rabbi Yechanan says, "A mechaber in ela bepesach sheish b'mezuzah. There's only a mitzvah to be mechaber a tamar chacham or a gadol when they're walking through a door that has a mezuzah. And on the road, there's no mezuzah." So there are a few questions on the story. One of them is, why did Ravin tell Abaya, a member of Rabbi Yechanan, "A mechaber in ela bepesach sheish b'mezuzah"? Why didn't he tell him the brisa? "A mechaber lo bedrachim. There's no mitzvah of kibur talmidei chachamim when you're on the road." That's one question. The second question is, Abaya forgot the brisa. How could it be that Abaya didn't understand why Ravin wasn't mechaber him bedrachim? It's a mefurish brisa. A mechabdin like bedrachim. There's no mitzvah of kibbutz tamid chachamim on the road. A third question is, the Gemara says that when the chamar of Ravin went in front of Abaya, v'lo amalei nezel mar, Ravin didn't say to Abaya nezel mar. Why didn't the Gemara just say that Ravin wasn't mechaber Abaya? So I saw brought down in the Shiurim of Rabbi Yashav an answer to these questions, although it's a bit of a chiddush mshan in the Gemara, but the way he explains it is amazing. He says that in the actual halachas brought in Shulchan Aruch in Yerudea Simon Resh Mem Dalet of Hilchas Kibbut Talmidei Chachamim, there are two exceptions. One is when you're in a Beis HaMerchatz or a Beis HaKiseh, that there is no mitzvah of kibur talmid chacham there. Why? Because it says takum v'hadarta. The kima has to be a kima sheyesh b'hidr. And in those places, there's no hidr in being mechabed the tamar chacham. And the second exception is that bali umnius, someone who's in the middle of working, people are in the middle of working, are not mechayiv while they're working to be mechabed talmid chachamim. So the Yashar says there's really two ways to understand this inyan of a mechabdin bedrachim. You could look at it one way, that there's no mitzvah, there's no chiyuv. However, if you are mechabed the Talmud Chacham on the derech, you mekayim a mitzvah. So it's more of a p'tor, that there's no mitzvah, and there's no chiyuv. Or you could say that there's no inyan at all, and even if you do it, you didn't do anything. You weren't mekayim any mitzvah whatsoever. And he says that you really have both of these inyanim, depending on the situation. Someone who's a bal umnis, and he's in the middle of work. So there, if he stops and actually is mechaber tamar chacham, you would say that he's mekayim the mitzvah. He's just not mechayiv to stop. He's potter from stopping. However, in a beis hamerchatz or a beis hakiseh, there you could say that you're missing in the actual chefs of the mitzvah. It's not a kima sheyesh b'hidr. So even if you do it, you're not mekayim any mitzvah. So he goes and explains the Gemara as follows. He says that Rav and Abaya were traveling together, and Abaya didn't forget the brisa. Abaya knew that there's a brisa that says "Ein mechabdin loy bedrachim," but Abaya understood that it's just a p'tor, and there's still an inyan. There's a way to mekayim the mitzvah. So the Abaya thought to himself, "V'lo amalei nezel mar." Ravin should have at least shown that there's an inyan to be mekayim the mitzvah, and that he could have been mekayim the mitzvah, and he should have at least said nezel mar, even if he didn't actually do the ma'isa kibur b'poil. And the Gemara continues. And when they actually got to the door of the Beis HaKnesses, and Abaya said to Ravin, "How come now you're being mechaber me and not before?" So Ravin told him back, the memory of Rabbi Yechanan, "A mechabdin ela bepesach sheyesh b'mezuzah," which seemingly means that there's no mitzvah of kibur at all in a place that doesn't have a mezuzah. Sort of a remez that in a Beis HaMerchatz, in a Beis HaKiseh, not only is there a p'tor, but there's no kiyum mitzvah at all. And that's my understanding. The reason why I didn't even say Nezel Meir is because I was going with the Havana that even Midrachim, there's no mitzvah at all. You're not mekayim any mitzvah. And this could be the understanding of why on the Derech itself, a person doesn't have a mitzvah of kibur. Not only because it's a p'tor, but there's no kiyum mitzvah whatsoever. And that was the conversation between Abaya and Ravin. Have a wonderful day.